Oscar Pearson at breakfast
on BBC Radio Guernsey.
What have you got planned for the rest of your day? If you're at a bit of a loose end, then my next guest has plenty of ideas for how you could help your fellow islanders. Bella Farrell is the CEO of Health Connections, and they're in need of some volunteers for a variety of roles. And Bella's here to talk about it this morning. What do you need?
Hello, Oscar. What do I need? So I need people to find out about Health Connections and what we're about, what our mission is. And then if they like that, to join in. It's almost a social movement in health. And our mission is to ensure that all people in the bailiwick are connected to information and support that will enable them to live a healthier, happier and more fulfilling life.
Why do you describe it as a social movement?
Interesting, isn't it? Well, you know, when we make changes in our community, it's all about people putting their hands up and joining in. And it's that social power. It's what happens when people say, I like this and I want to join in, and there's something in it for me, my family, my friends, my colleagues. So that's what I really mean. It's about having an impact on our health by joining together.
Are you trying to change something?
I'm trying to create a stronger, more connected community, a community where people really care about their neighbours, where loneliness and isolation is perhaps not so prevalent, where meaning and purpose is more prevalent, where people know what's out there in the community by looking on our online directory and saying, there's something in that for me. It's where a community where people don't just go to the doctor and say, what can you do to help me? But a community where people go to the doctor telling them what they're doing to help themselves, and then what further can the doctor do to support them. So it's quite a different way of looking at things. This comes from a global movement around acid-based community development. It's been very successful in the Mendips. Health Connections Mendips have reduced their admission rate of their chronic long-term conditions by 19%, just because people, instead of staying at home and becoming isolated and falling, they get out, they go to sticks and they go to a Qigong class. So what is in our community to support people to help themselves? And that's what we're about. We've built, Specsavers gave us 25,000 last year to build an online directory. People can find out what's there. And then we do a directory to doorstep service where we will actually support people through our community connectors. Those are people we train to be signposters, to what's on our directory, and then we'll actually take them there in our voluntary car service. Last year we did 3,500 journeys to that support. So it's about getting people out there mobilized, joined up, connected, and doing something to help themselves, and that's very much what Heidi at HSC wants us to do. You know,
Deputy Heidi Salisbury is the president of
that's right,
care, yeah.
Yes, the transformation that they talk about in health is really about ensuring that people remain independent in the community for longer, and we can see with our aging demographic why this mindset is really important. It's what people used to do in the old days. They'd tell their friends down in the corner shop what was happening this week, and just as we've got more isolated, there's less of that, and also there's more to do in the community, and it's a bit so much out there. Where do I start? So our community connectors signpost you. We need volunteers to be community connectors. Our health connectors give you that one-to-one support, mentoring, coaching, advocacy to support you to make the decision to find out what would matter to you or your mother, your father, your dependent relative, or a friend who you know is not feeling too good. And then our voluntary car service will take you there. So it's a very comprehensive model, and I would urge you to have a look at our website healthconnections.gg to find out more.
This is absolutely fascinating for me. I mean, you bring up the example of going to see a doctor. Didn't it used to be the case that you'd go in expecting anything and you'd say, yes, doctor, thanks, doctor, three bags full, doctor. And now it's all about taking responsibility for ourselves.
Yeah, sure. And why not? You know, we're lucky to have a primary care service here that's almost a private practice. That is a double-edged sword because it's not accessible to everybody. But in England, where the primary care service they have a budget and they can't exceed that. They are incentivized to keep their numbers low. You know, they want people to support themselves much more. And HSE aren't exactly that boat here. You know, they've got to concentrate on, if we want good acute services, they've got to concentrate on making sure that they focus in on those things. We don't have such long waiting lists for surgery. They need people to stay better, stay healthier in the community. But it's not just about being physically healthy. And that's why our mission is talking about healthier, happier and more fulfilled, because we don't want to label people and put them into categories of disability or categories of mental health. We're talking about all people, and we're talking about the whole person. That's simply why we say people in the community. We don't call them patients or clients. We talk about people in the community being healthier, happier, more fulfilled. So the more fulfilled bit is about having meaning and purpose, and that's fantastic. But look, I know that we've got a massive problem on Guernsey with our shortage of volunteers, and that's why the model that we've created wants to make sure that the people who do volunteer for us as community connectors, health connectors or drivers, that they can time bank that time. And that time credit, which was talked about in the Partnership of Purpose policy paper, stays in the bank until either they want to take it out or a loved one can take it out. An older person having support to do their gardening, to have someone clean their car, walk their dog, do their shopping for them. These simple things can all be taken out of our time bank from the credits that our volunteers put in. So it's quite a comprehensive model that we've got here at Health Connections, and I'm really excited about it. And we're absolutely convinced and sure that it fits beautifully into the current social and health policy that's been produced in the last 5 years.
Yeah, you had words of praise a couple of minutes ago, Bella, for that specific committee. Are they doing enough, do you think?
I think, you know, it's not about whether personalities can do enough. It's about the fact that we've got a massive job to do. And this is where the partnership of purpose comes in. Everybody, whether they're not-for-profit, whether they're statutory service, whether they're at home and working for themselves, everybody has a responsibility on Guernsey to ensure that our health support is there and is as efficient and as effective as it can be. And we all have personal responsibility. So, you know, I don't think it's about saying, is a committee doing enough?
Surely it's appropriate for those in and working with government to review how things are going.
I think what they have done, which is outreach to us in the third sector in their partnership of purpose, is absolutely right. We need to be working systemically to make sure that we are all in service of people living healthier and happier in the community. So I like their language, and I think it's about people putting their hands up to say, we can support you. But then it's about them saying, we recognise that you are putting your hand up to support this vision. And thank you, and appreciating us and working in partnership with us. You know, we've got a partnership of purpose, and they've made it quite clear it isn't about money coming from central government back out into the third sector. So if money is not going to come, what is going to come? What support will come our way? And that's the partnership agreement that I'm interested in exploring. And so far, touch wood, I have a great relationship with the business development team at HSE, and long may it continue.
How have things changed within Health Connections since you got involved?
Well, I founded Health Connections.
Since you founded it.
So Health Connections has come out of a fantastic charity called Health Information Guernsey, which was around for 20 years. We added the support piece onto the information piece. How has it changed? It's got a completely new strategic vision. It's completely aligned to health and social policy. There are no duplications in what we offer. What we are offering around the signposting, the one-to-one support and the voluntary car service, the transport, fills an absolute gap in when HSC did a joint strategic needs analysis recently. They were in the top 10 projects urgently needed. So we know we've got a model that's absolutely it's appropriate, it's current, it doesn't duplicate.
Well, that's the point. And just the reason I ask that question is that the visions, the potential duplications, the gaps are forever changing. It's your job to keep up almost, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the first thing I do in the morning, scan the paper, find out who our partners can be, join in with anyone who's doing anything similar, make sure that I'm completely au fait with all of the health and social policy, that I add value to what other people do. And we have to operate together, not in silos. And so with those sorts of values, I'm confident that we are a partner with purpose.
Okay. Last thought, your priorities for this year.
So our priorities are to create a network of 100 community connectors. These are people who have a two-hour training with us to signpost their friends, family, colleagues, to support that matters to them in the community. Have 30 voluntary car drivers driving those people to the support that matters to them. And 5 health connectors sitting down offering one-to-one support to those people who aren't sure what support would benefit their health and well-being.
Okay, thanks so much for that. It's healthconnections.gg.
That's right.
Right, so we can head there to find out more about the volunteer roles you're looking to fill online. And you can also mention what you've got in your hand is some sort of leaflet, is it?
So we've got pamphlets. They'll be all around the island. They'll be in your GP surgeries. They'll be in Beau Séjour. But if you'd like to have a coffee with me to find out more, then contact us at hello@healthconnections.gg.
Okay, Bella Farrell, CEO and founder. I knew that. of Health Connections in Guernsey with us this morning at 18 minutes past 9 o'clock.
BBC Radio Guernsey,
the island station.